Chapter 2. "Don't move," Lieutenant Tull commanded, voice as icy as the coldest of moons. The barrels of two blasters pressed against Wreck and Wynn's lower backs.
"Sir, I can explain," Wreck tried desperately. "But Wynn had nothing to do with this. If you just let her go, I'll—"
"You don't need to explain," the officer cut clear across him, each syllable carefully enunciated. "You've been a fool, TK-973, openly cavorting with local rebel sympathizers, hesitating when given orders, questioning the Empire in the mess and training rooms."
"His name is Wreck," Wynn grit out, every muscle poised to fight.
Lieutenant Tull ignored her. "Move, towards the lift just up ahead." Wreck and Wynn met each other's eyes, Wreck's desperate, Wynn's determined. She shifted, shoulders rolling. The blasters were pressed harder against their spines. "Don't waste your time fighting me," Lieutenant Tull snarled. "Get into the lift. Take it to Hangar 2. TK-973 knows the way. There is a confiscated ship, a Corellian smuggling vessel. The magnetic clamps just so happen to be malfunctioning, despite my various formal reports to maintenance. The captain of the vessel is most likely there and regaining control of his ship. Tell him Tull sent you. He owes me a favor." Wynn's brow furrowed and her lips parted in shock.
"Sir,"
Wreck tried, confusion overtaking fear. The lift doors slid open with a hiss. "Stop wasting time," Lieutenant Tull ordered. "You have 5 minutes." The officer shoved them both into the lift, expression unwavering as he said, "Farewell, TK-973. Such a shame about your escape and defection. You were always such a promising stormtrooper with exemplary marks in hand-to-hand combat, and I simply could not fight both you and the Twi'lek prisoner off." The lift doors shut on Lieutenant Tull's smirk, and Wreck slammed the controls for Hangar 2.
"Did that imp just save us?" Wynn asked, looking aghast at the implication.
Wreck laughed, punched out, and on the verge of hysterical. After putting away his personal data pad, Callus cracked his neck and stretched, yawning wide while he was still alone. He reached up over his head and his shoulders popped just as the stolen ship dropped out of hyperspace.
"Andor, we're here," Callus called.
Cassian came out from where he'd been shaving. "Thanks again for the pickup, Callus. I would have been stranded without you. You truly are a lifesaver." Callus read past the genuine gratitude and less genuine flattery. "I'm not giving you the ship. Take it up with command if you want it that bad." Cassian rolled his eyes, but didn't press any further. They landed without any further excitement, though Callus did have to rein in his grin and thudding heart when he caught sight of Zeb coming to greet him, Sabine and Ezra right behind.
"Look who's popular," Cassian snorted, sauntering off the ramp.
Callus didn't bother legitimizing him with a response.
"Everything go all right?" Zeb asked, sliding up to Callus's side.
Callus felt Zeb's searching gaze, body heating. He managed a simple smile. "Perfectly." Zeb nodded emphatically, a pleased tilt to his mouth.
"Considering the kind of stunts Andor can pull, that's good to hear."
The aforementioned Cassian made a vague noise of protest.
"Hey, Cassian, you catch up on Heart's Rebellion?" Sabine asked with interest.
Callus cringed internally.
"Don't spoil it, don't spoil it," Cassian begged, hands held up by his head.
"I spent most of the time in hyperspace catching up on sleep. I didn't get around to the new chapters."
"Hurry up," Sabine demanded. "The entire base is freaking out. 3 weeks of nothing and now 3 new chapters.
"Holo novels can wait. Go report to command," Callus sighed. Lazily saluting, Cassian spun on his heel and departed. He shouted back at Sabine,
"Tell all the pilots to leave me alone until I've caught up. You know they can't keep their mouths shut."
Sabine laughed, then turned her fervent expression onto Callus.
"What about you, Callus? Caught up?"
Callus considered lying, but he didn't strictly need to, so he answered, "I am indeed."
"What do you think?" Sabine asked eagerly.
"Are we seriously still talking about this Force-Forsaken novel?" Ezra complained. "It's been weeks."
"Read it and you won't have to cry about feeling left out," Sabine dismissed.
"I do not feel left out,"
Ezra squawked. I just feel like it's a better use of my time. Ain't nothing wrong with giving it a chance. I like it. Zeb shrugged. Everyone slowly turned to Zeb. You've read it? Callus managed to ask, stomach feeling as if he were going breakneck speed on a pod racer. Yeah, while you were gone, I figured, you know, why not? Everyone else was and seemed to like it. Zeb scratched the back of his neck. I like Tull. Callus could feel heat spreading from his chest to his neck and ears. I see. Do you think Tull and Alec are going to hook up? Sabine asked. Callus wanted to run away. Well, kind of the nature of the story, ain't it? Zeb asked, oblivious to the way in which Callus was internally melting down like unstable fuel cells. It's a romance. They might just be friends, Wedge piped up, appearing with a crate in his hands. He handed the crate off to one of the engineers. A couple of the maintenance guys think that they're just going to become, like, brothers in arms. Are we reading the same Hollow novel? Sabine asked sarcastically. Yeah, I think they're just in denial, Wedge snorted. Tull totally wants to jump Alec's bones. Yes, exactly, Sabine pointed at Wedge. It's all there from the beginning. You think? Zeb mused, as they made their way towards the ghost. Though they were still some distance away, they were close enough that Callus could make out Hera's and Kanan's forms. He willed their group to make it there faster. Totally, Wedge nodded firmly. Since it's just from Rex's perspective, it isn't that obvious, but the groundwork is laid, Sabine added. Tull is this haughty, stiff, by-the-books ice imp, you know? But for some reason, he hadn't brought Alec in for his smuggling. And whenever Alec gets mentioned, Tull, like, perks up. And we know Alec got arrested and his ship confiscated, but we also know a different officer brought him in, and that Tull knows he escaped. So, either Tull helped set up Alec's escape, or Tull has that much faith in Alec's abilities. Either way, totally going to fall in love. Couldn't have put it better myself, Wedge approved. It does make sense, Zeb mused thoughtfully, stroking his beard. Hera, Kanan, Callus called out, relief spreading through him. And Chopper, too. The three all greeted Callus in their own ways, asking after his retrieval of Cassian. Chopper used some colorful language. And they thankfully dropped the conversation around Hart's rebellion. Alone in his room, Callus stared at his personal datapad and the unfinished chapter. He considered scrapping the whole thing, abandoning his work. It was already talked about so often on base. And it was undeniably mortifying to have the others discussing his work, discussing the character he'd loosely based on himself. But writing had been such a wonderful change in his life. He had come so far from the Academy boy sneaking Hollow novels, learning encryption and various techniques to remote access the Holonet, simply to give himself the opportunity to read such stories without anyone discovering his interest. And he knew what he wanted to do with this story, with the characters he'd grown attached to. Taking a deep breath, and feeling grateful for making Alec Zygarian and not Lasat, as had been his first choice, Callus set about the next installment of his work. Chapter Endnotes. Zeb. Have to say, my favorite character is the arrogant but efficient Imperial who began siding with the rebels. Hera, deadpan. I am shocked,